Where is she answering?
And who am I? That's not a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me. XOXO, Gossip Girl.
朋友们，大家好，欢迎来到绯闻女孩口语大讲堂，我是 Candace。Nate 和 Blair 这对青梅竹马的恋人感情出现了问题，他的老爸给他提出了一些建议。然而，除了是为儿子出谋划策之外呢，他还有一个目的，那便是得到 Blair 的妈妈 Eleanor Wardoff 新公司的处理权。好，我们来听一下这对父子的对话。
Nice try, son.
Maybe next time.
You seem upbeat this morning. Did you have fun with Blair last night?
Actually, we got into a pretty big fight.
Oh, you want my advice? Apologize. Even if it was her fault. Flowers, maybe some jewelry if she's really upset. Always works for your mom.
I don't know. I think it might be for the best.
Wait a minute. You guys broke up?
Yeah, I guess we did.
Blair is a great girl.
I know.I'm just not sure if she's the girl for me.
You guys have been dating since kindergarten.
So I keep hearing.
Well, you love her, don't you?
Yes, I do. I just think it might be good for us to take a break, you know?
Maybe not right now. Eleanor Waldorf is gearing up to take her company public, and I've been courting her for months to let me handle the deal.
Then you should get it.
I will get it. If you could just help me out a little bit. What?You love her, she loves you. It's just a rough patch, that's all. You don't give up just because things are hard. Not in business. Or if your family is depending on you.
Nice try, son. 还不错，儿子。Nice try, 这句话呢有两个意思。Nate 和他的爸爸在跑步。停下来的时候，他的爸爸赞扬 Nate 说，跑得还不错， nice try。这是第一个意思。表扬某人做事儿做得不错 ，nice try， 相当于 good job， 或者说 well done。另外一个意思是想得美，比如说一个朋友想要找你来帮忙，他编造了一些借口，而你呢不愿意帮助他，因为他说的理由实在是不靠谱。于是呢你说 nice try， but do you think I would believe that？ 得了吧，你觉得我会相信吗？好 ，nice try。想得美，那么有时候根据语境你翻译为得了吧也是可以的。 You seem upbeat this morning. Do you have fun with Blair last night? 你今天早上看起来挺高兴的，昨晚跟 Blair 过得还愉快吗？ You seem upbeat this morning. Upbeat, U-P-B-E-A-T, 它做形容词表示乐观的。The doctor should keep the conversations with the patient as upbeat as possible. 医生应该用尽可能乐观的言辞与病人交流。You seem upbeat this morning. 你今天早上看起来挺高兴的。Did you have fun with Blair last night? Have fun with somebody 是指玩得开心，玩得愉快。所以呢，这句话的意思是，昨晚跟 Blair 过得还愉快吗？Did you have fun with Blair last night? Actually, we got into a pretty big fight. Nate 说，其实我们大吵了一架。Actually, we got into a pretty big fight. Get into a big fight. Fight 是打架、战斗的意思，做名词和动词都可以。所以这里的 get into a big fight 是指大吵了一架。其实我们大吵了一架。Actually, we got into a pretty big fight. 这时候呢，老爸来出招了。Oh, you want my advice? Apologize, even if it was her fault. 想听听我的建议吗？即使是他错了，你也道个歉。You want my advice? Apologize, even if it was her fault. Flowers, maybe some jewelry, if she's really upset. 买束花，要是她真的生气，买首饰也行。Jewelry, J-E-W-E-L-R-Y, 珠宝、钻石。Jewel, J-E-W-E-L, 也是这个意思。但是呢，前者 Jewelry 是珠宝的总称，是不可数名词。所以 Nate 爸爸口中的 some jewelry, Jewelry 后面是没有加 S 的，它是不可数名词。A jewel 就不同了，它是可数名词。你可以说 A jewel, 一件珠宝。Two jewels, 两件珠宝等等。 女孩子的梳妆台前面通常会有一个小盒子 Jewelry box 首饰盒珠宝盒 Jewelry box OK Flowers may be some jewelry if she's really upset 买束花要是她真的生气买首饰也行 Always works for your mom 这招对你妈妈还挺管用I don't know. I think it might be for the best. Nate 说，我不知道，也许这样对我们都好。这时候 Nate 的爸爸了表示关心了。Wait a minute. You guys broke up? 等等，你们分手了吗？ Wait a minute. 等一下，等等。别人准备说话，而你还有话没有说完呢，你就可以说 Wait a minute. 然后说出你想要说的话。Wait a minute. Break up.句中呢指的是分手，但是这个词组还有其他的很多意思。第一个是打破、打碎，比如说 Sometime later, a sensational news broke up the silence. 一段时间过后，一个耸人听闻的新闻打破了平静。第二个是结束，举一个最简单的例子 The meeting broke up, 会议结束了。好，第三个意思是解散。The police had to employ force to break up the crowd. 警察不得不用武力驱散人群。The police had to employ force to break up the crowd. 最后一个意思是衰落，或者用在人的身上表示崩溃。比如说 ,He may break up under all this pressure. 在这么大的压力下他可能会崩溃。在巨大的压力下人人都可能崩溃的 ,break up.好，回到剧本中 ，Nate 回答说 ，Yeah, I guess we did. 我想是的，我们分手了。Blair is a great girl. Nate 的爸爸不得不说 ，Blair 是个好女孩。I know, I'm just not sure if she's a girl for me. 谁都知道 Blair 是个好女孩，那么 Nate 也是不例外的。他说，我知道，我只是不确定她是不是我的真爱。I know.I'm just not sure if she's a girl for me. And you guys have been dating since kindergarten. 可是你们从幼儿园起就在一起啊 ,Nate 的爸爸说。接下来呢 ,Nate replied, So I keep hearing, 所以我才听你的建议。Well, you love her, don't you? 你爱她对吗 ?Yes, I do. 是的。I just think it might be good for us to take a break, you know? 我觉得暂时分开对我们都好。好，这是 Nate 的回答 Take a break 休息一下比如说 Shall we take a break now? 现在我们休息一下吧那么下课的时候我们也是会 Take a break 休息一下 OK 我们再来拓展一个表达 Give me a break 饶了我吧让我休息一下或者说